This is Doug Johnson, and today I'm talking with Linda LaValle of Rachel's Hope in Austin. Hi, Linda.
Hi.
Well, with January being Sanctity of Human Life Month, Linda, we want to share with our listeners some of the exciting ways organizations are helping to promote life, such as yours. So tell us about Rachel's Hope.
Yeah, absolutely. So Rachel's Hope is a pro-life pregnancy and parenting resource center that has served Austin and the surrounding communities since 1998. So we've been doing this for a long time. We're very blessed to still be doing this, and we have all kinds of things that we offer.
Have you seen people finding out about it more and more all the time then? How do you get the word out there about Rachel's Hope?
Sure. So over half of our clients come to us from direct referrals from other clients, so former clients who have been blessed by the services. So a lot of people come in and say, oh, my friend, my sister, my cousin, whoever, you help them out. We even have some young ladies that says, my mom came here to you guys when I was young, and she told me to come back to you when they have their first child or are facing maybe an unplanned pregnancy. So, and then we do get a lot of referrals from other community action organizations, from our local clinic, from our local WIC program. The referrals kind of come from all over the community.
And what are some of the things that you do to help the moms and the families?
Sure. So we have our program called Parenting with Purpose, and that program provides really vital education for pregnancy and through the first couple years of a child's life. So making sure that we're covering really important topics like SIDS prevention, for example, car seat safety, and then things more like positive discipline and how to raise emotionally healthy children and what is, you know, more and more kind of a dark world that these kids are living in. So just being able to offer just love and support to these families and come alongside them, and then specialized education to meet each family wherever they're at. And then we also offer our baby boutique. So anyone who is participating in our program, as long as they come for their appointment every month, then they get to shop in our boutique. And I say shop, but everything is free. So the boutique is set up just like a store, and they come in and they can pick out diapers, toiletry products, formula, clothing, toys, books, baby furniture, you name it. If it's for kids, we have it. And even if it's for moms and sometimes for the older kids, we try to keep a variety of everything to really make it kind of a fun experience for them.
And these are free of charge, correct, too?
Absolutely. All of our services are free. We don't charge for anything.
Speaking of which, maybe we should get the address and the phone number so people would be interested in contacting you. They could do so.
Yeah, absolutely. So our physical address is 313 2nd Avenue Northeast, Austin, Minnesota, of course, 55912. And our phone number is 507-437-7595. And we are currently open Tuesdays through Thursdays from 9 until 4.
Okay, wonderful. Now, I know you help the moms, but what about the dads, the fathers? And are they involved too?
Yes, absolutely. So in this past year, we actually had 9 single fathers join our program seeking assistance for things with their children. So, you know, it's usually the mom that comes to sign up. We do have a lot of couples that come together, which gives us an opportunity to pour into them where they're at, whether they be married or unmarried, and it gives us a chance to encourage them in the right direction. And then, like I said, we do have some single dads who are raising their children, and we are always really blessed to be able to offer them the same support that we would offer to a mother.
Now, I know there's financial needs for your organization and volunteers. Tell us about how someone can maybe help out in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. So everything we do is privately funded. We do receive some small grant funding from local community organizations, but no government funding. So we do rely on people and local churches to help support what we're doing. And there's a number of ways that people can give. You can give online through our website, which is rachelshopemn.org. You can always call the office at the number I've given to discuss other options for giving. And as you can imagine, an organization like this takes all kinds of volunteers to keep running. We currently have a team of about 25 women who invest their hearts and their time into our clients, and we're always looking for people that really want to be a light for other families in their communities.
We're talking with Linda LaValle of Rachel's Hope in Austin, Minnesota, Caring Pregnancy Center there. And Linda, are there any final comments you'd like to share with our listeners today?
We just want to share our gratitude to our supporters that are listening right now. We could not do what we do without you. Last year alone, we were seeing over 200 families every month come through our doors, and it's a staggering number of families that are either facing unplanned pregnancies or they've had a child, but they just need that little bit of extra help and support, and we just can't do this without our supporters. So we just want to express our gratitude for everything that you guys do for us and helping us to be here and be that light.
Say a young woman was listening today, Linda, how would they reach out to you to get help through their pregnancy and different things?
So they can call that phone number. It's 507-437-7595. If they're not able to call, they can find us on Facebook. We're Rachel Hope on Facebook, no apostrophe S, just Rachel Hope. You'll see us. It's our logo. There's our website, rachelshopemn.org. Those are all great ways to reach out to us. And, of course, you can always just walk through our doors.
Well, thanks so much, Linda. Thanks for all you do. And God bless you in the future and helping these little babies come into our world.
Absolutely, Doug. Thank you for having us.